Okay, sorry. I just had a cat incident. Anyway, so I'm excited about the outline today because it's really it's something I'm working with S&P, our strategy and planning group that we have as well, on moving Manitech forward in a better way. But it has to do with what's working and what's not today in terms of digital and what we're doing in sharing the business opportunity, the products, and everything else. And one of the things that people were highly suggesting too, and I'm working with the Roys and some of the other people with the website Zoom Up to Team Up to Zoom or something, Team Up to Zoom or Zoom Up to Team, I can't remember it. But anyway, I'm working with them because they have some great video material on their website. But one of the issues is how long is it? How length is a big issue for people. And this article really, really enlightened me in terms of what is working out there. And so, and a lot of you have been using it already, but I just want to highlight to you what's most effective, because a lot of people are having a hard time attracting others to Manitech. And so let's talk about, what we used to do 20 years ago isn't what's working today. So if you're not shifting in terms of your approach, guess what? You're not going to get where you need to go. So let's look at, this article is a great one, March 1st, 2019, BizOps presentation, what's working and what isn't, and how digital is totally changing the game. Our recent past, before smartphones, of course, what did we used to do? We used to do standard presentations. In fact, I still do some of that. I mean, when people call me out, small towns, Texas, I'll go to someone's house and I'll actually do it's really awkward in a way because I don't do any of that anymore. But the idea of sitting down and doing a presentation in somebody's home, and it's not that it doesn't work. I mean, the last one I did, small town outside of Austin, we signed up 5 people. There are 6 people there. I think there's only one person that did not sign up and get started on the product. So, but I still held the presentation to 30 minutes. 25, 30 minutes. I didn't do a typical one-hour meeting that we used to do in the 1990s and early 2000s. That's a thing of the past. No one's going to listen to you for an hour. So if you're trying to get that or you're sending out an hour-long video or those kind of things, people just don't do that. In fact, one of the videos that was one of my favorites that I used for years, and I think some of you might even be familiar with it, it's my Let's Go Natural DVD and video. We had audio and video on it. I still have that, and I still can send that out to people. In fact, you can. I think Lydia still has it for sale on the Manitrain website, and it's an excellent piece covering the 4 core products. But I always apologize when I talk to people. Like I was on a cruise. Some of you knew I went on a marketing cruise at the end of January, and on that cruise, I met some really neat people. I got along with them really well. I love, that's my whole shtick. Who can I meet? Who's going to be friends for a long time, do business with for a long time? And these gals were just terrific from Minnesota, and loved them. And they talked about, and I told them about health and stuff. And they asked a couple questions, very bright. And they told me, I said, well, send me what you're already taking, and I'll give you a review of it. So they did that, and I gave them a review back, and it was horrible stuff, of course. I shouldn't say of course, because there are some other good products. But I apologize. I said, you guys are so bright, and I think you really want to understand and learn. So I'm going to send you this piece, but it's 35 minutes. And I apologized up front for the 35 minutes. They loved it, but they went into overwhelm. They loved it, but they went into overwhelm. But they knew right away that what I was saying was so true, and they wanted to buy the product. So we ended up signing them up for Ambertose and Phytomatrix. They didn't want the full combo pack, so Phytomatrix and Ambertose they're on. And then they signed up their mom as well. So it was a super buy-in, right? We got a couple of sign-ups out of it and a lot of product. So that was cool, cool, cool. But the idea is using a 35-minute video is really a thing of the past, and if you're going to do that, I just highly suggest that you use it with only people that have a long attention span. So I'm going to say post 40 years old, 45, because most of the people younger than that have very limited attention spans. They want quick materials, very quick, very easy. And warn them in advance, and then it might work. So getting back to what's not working, I just kind of suggested to you what's not working out there, because people are just not willing to sit down and listen to something for an hour or 45 minutes. It's just too much. They go into overwhelm. Yeah, are there exceptions to the rule? Absolutely. And you can weed that out as well. So, and most of the buying decisions that were made in the past was what, you know, was on what was learned in those meetings. That's the way we used to close people as well, because we'd close them at the end of the meetings. And the only, but today, things are really different, you know. The only things they look at today and they say, who needs to still do those kind of meetings? Well, if you are talking about network marketing from a perspective of personal use, like clothing or makeup, things where there's applications and things, wow, that is something that you could still do those meetings for. And there are, you know, network marketing companies that do clothing and things. But I have a very good friend who's in that, what's it called? I can't remember. I keep thinking of Juice Plus, but it's not that one. It's the one that does all the trinkets for the kitchen. Anyway, kitchen utensils and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, she is very good at that. And all they do is they do parties on the Internet. They do Internet home party, Internet home. That's it. And they just show the gadgets and they sell the gadgets. They show the gadget, you know, every time they do that, they just, that's how they do their business, and that's what all their training is. And she might, on a daily basis, she might have 20 parties going on at the same time on the Internet. It's pretty cool to think about how people are marketing. And, you know, because most people, when they go to those things, they buy one or two products and that's it. And so you get in a party like that, you sell 10, 20 products and that's it. So it's the new way of doing business. So today's a subtle sales pitch is what's working. The pitch is so sleek, and that's what they're talking about. If you're selling materials like home objects, that's a little bit different than what we're selling, because, you know, we're selling a product that has a lot of science behind it and that kind of stuff. But the idea is that people, you still want to pitch it based on something that's kind of, it's almost subliminal in a way when you're out there doing it. And it's through social media. It's huge. It's still like tops in terms of marketing to people. And people begin following you on Facebook or Instagram, and they become involved in your life, and they don't even realize that they have any desire to buy any product. So they're just involved in your life. You just start accumulating followers on your Instagram account or Facebook account or whatever social media you're working on. And then what happens is the presentation becomes more like raw, edgy, everyday life as someone is following you. So they're following you, and then you just happen to pop something in there, right? Just everyday life. You might post yourself working out and with a bottle of Impact that you have, and then you might make a comment about it, and just something to lead them down that path. Because we're curating content. We're all micro-influencers today who seamlessly share our curated content, our lives, our products, the business venture opportunities, without sounding like a commercial. So you're not out there soliciting people. You're just basically showing, this is my lifestyle. This is what I do. This is my life. When you're running up a hill and you're or out at the gym using Impact, or you're having breakfast in the morning and you pop out your canister of Amber Toast and you just go, you know, this has been going on for 20 years. I just appreciate having the perfect health at 65 years old, no prescription drugs, it's a blessing. And you go, and at the bottom of it, what do? You just follow up with a quick DM me if you want to know more, correct? So you're just getting people to send you a message, private messaging you, if they want to know more. It's not a big deal. Or people talk about, you know, you can talk about a little health or fat loss or skincare product, whatever it is, little tutorial on it, and just say, I'm so blessed to have this in my life because I was always wondering how I was going to help pay off my kids' college debt or my college debt, and I found a way. DM me if you want to know more, right? So people are actually learning about what's going on in your life from watching your life on social media, right? They learn from watching your life, pictures of your life, pictures of you living, instead of pictures of products or promotional product, that kind of thing. So it's really just, you know, getting out there, posting a few things that just talk about whether it's your life or a friend's life or something like that. Where can we find some of this information today? Because Manatech really supports us in 101 ways to do this. We just probably aren't appreciating it. I'm speaking for myself for the most part. But and again, you don't want to be doing this every time you post because then you're getting real salesy. But it's just lifestyle. They follow you. They see your post. And every once a week or once every couple, whatever you choose to do, you know, don't overwhelm them. Just add it to everyday life, right? Everyday life. You want something that you can, you know, interested in looking younger. I just love this new product I came across a few years back. And people tell me all the time, there's no way you're 65, Mary Jo. And I crack up and I go, oh, yes, I am. I feel like I'm 20, but I am 65. And then I put on it, you know, you can check out here. Or here's what I use. If you're interested, DM me, you know, if you want to know more, yeah, whatever. And Manatech gives you a lot of stuff to post, that just little post that you can put on. In fact, I did one this morning on my Facebook page. If you want to go search it out, I just took one of their little video clips or something. Now, that's not what I'm talking about because you want to develop your own lifestyle, but it just shows you can just post things. And a Manatech Plus, they have all sorts of short little quippy videos, little notes, things like that. Again, short. Yeah.
I just sent you a Facebook message, but that link, I just looked at your link, and when you go to click on the order page, it goes back to the Manatech login page, so you need to talk to somebody about fixing that.
Oh, you mean on my Facebook?
Everybody's Manatech Plus app, when you send one out now,
yeah,
and you click on the order button. There's an order button on each one of the videos you send.
Right.
But it goes back to the Manatech login page. It does not go to your order page.
Oh, my gosh. So somebody else is going to get all the people I solicit.
No, well, Manatech's going to, if they can.
Well, they'll, no,
they
they'll get it, and then they'll delegate them around, right?
But nobody, and no guests, no customer is going to be able to log in. It's screwed
That's
up.
That's not very good.
Yeah, you just need
Boy, Michael, I'm sure glad I'm training on this morning so you can clean up their act. You can, yeah, thanks. That will get hammered. In fact, Lydia's right in the process of sending a message out in this moment, and it's like with lots of bells and whistles and screaming notes, so get that one corrected because it doesn't serve a purpose.
Days, so it's better that you do it right now.
I'm doing it right now. Take it for granted we're doing it right now. But it's a great – you guys, don't deny that concept. Thank you, Michael, for highlighting that so that we can get that corrected.
But it's a great tool. That's the point, yeah.
It is a great tool. It is a great tool. And, you know, and they have – you know, the other thing that you can do, you can use Manatech stuff – their images and all that kind of stuff they have on Manatech Plus app or little short quippy videos because they're building them to meet the demand today, which is short. People want short attention spans. They want shortness in the messaging, right? So you don't want to get too elongated with it. And like I told you before, when I use Let's Go Natural, it's always I've met the people face-to-face. I've talked to them. I've had some conversations. And then I apologize profusely for the length of that video because they can't read. It's hilarious. And these women were brilliant. And they were like, Mary Jo, I just remember I really loved it, but I can't remember anything. And they're brilliant people. They're not, but it's just our brain has been triggered to only grasp small bits of data at a time. So the new way. So the other way to do it, there are plenty of them. I'm just giving you ideas. Manatech Plus app is excellent with that. Again, as long as we fix the login so that the people can actually sign up underneath you if they want to buy the product. You can also go to quotes or images, Google search, quote images is what I like to use because you get an image with a quote on it and you can post that kind of stuff and just make a little comment about it, pick up things about living the life of your dreams or, you know, being passionate about what you're doing and, setting up, residual income, asset income. You can talk about asset income. That fits really well with Richard Brook. Although I don't use – his book didn't work for me, and I'm not suggesting it doesn't work for other people, but I found that most people didn't want to read the books. Michael, I think you made that mention to me, too, as you used his books, and people would just hand them back. Or they would
talk about the need for a, you know, some kind of foundational, you know, a quick thing about why the product's so much better to link with it, because I think just selling network marketing was the challenge. So yeah.
Yeah, because you're with the book, you're just selling. You could be selling Amway, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't know what it is that you're actually promoting, and the thing that really supports Manatech the best is the depth of science and the what these products do. When you have a product, I love to lead with when I talk to people, and you said, "What if you could find a product that the average person stayed on for 9.5 years? Do you think you'd have a business?" Question mark. You know, DM me if you want to know more.
Exactly.
That would be great.
I like that one. Yeah.
You like that one, Michael? I think it's. I just can't. Man, I'm just spouting off the top of my head, but I think the thing that's that if you're going to attract people, number one, attract people that maybe have been in network marketing before and it didn't work for them. If they see that you have a product that people stay on, the average person stays on, the average length of time on the products is 9.5 years. What do you think they think about their business prospect? Huge.
To include in a quick sizzle video, that's for sure.
Quick sizzle video is perfect as well. Yeah. So, but add that kind of language, and you know, and you could even, if you've been in the business like some of us for 20 plus years, you know, phenomenal. You know, millionaire club for, you know, 15 years, but or 18 years or whatever. I mean, you can whatever it is about you, you can add that, or you can say, you know, fastest way to building your asset income, and just say, again, direct message me if you want to know more. But those are the kind of things you want to use. You want to use things that are going to attract people's attention. And if people read, even if somebody doesn't have the experience in network marketing, if they read that the average customer stays on these products for 9.5 years, that doesn't happen with almost any products today. Because why? Because there's new things that come out and people have a short attention span. It's always something new, always something different, always something new come out, always this. You know, it's really kind of crazy. What's the newest fad out there in each and every one of theirs? So the idea is, what are we talking about when we're talking about Facebook and we're talking about, you know, posting on all the social media mediums? It's the idea of people will learn from watching your life on social media. So know that you know that, you know, getting out there, do you have to post every day? Of course not. And Manatech has done lots of trainings about using social media, and some of those trainings are still out there as well, so you can learn more about it. But the idea is really being present, making posts, get away from the political scene, get away from the, you know, where you cause people to be angry or take sides on things, and just be a person that's about contribution, right? And show the funness of your life, what you're doing, all the things that you're doing. And some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, my life's not very fun. Well, just show the parts of it that are. You know, maybe you post once a week because you have fun once a week. I tend to have fun every single day because I look at it and choose it. You know, one of the things I tell people, you know, because I get so many comments, and this might help some of you as you're out there, and they say, Mary Jo, you're so happy all the time. And I look at them, I go, it's just a choice. And they look at me like, wow. You know, they're like stunned that it's a choice. And I'm like, it is a choice. I mean, you can let the world control your attitude, or you can choose to control your own attitude, right? I prefer being happy because joy in my life is endorphins go off. I am enthusiastic. I attract other people that are happy. I help to cause people to be happy in life and enjoy life. And that just is my preference. That's the impact I want to leave in this world, is have people be an attractor factor to people. When you're miserable, you think you attract people towards you? Not a chance. You know, or you might attract miserable people towards you because they find solace in you because you're as miserable as they are. Then you can have the game of who's most miserable. But it's not going to lead to a lot of greatness in your life, do you think? It's just a thought. So, and I'm not suggesting that people in this world aren't going through tough times, because it's happening everywhere, and that there's a burden on my heart for those people. But my bigger burden is, how do I bring joy in their heart? In this moment, I have a chance to impact their lives, and how can I bring joy in their heart? And that's my choice. And that can be a lot of different ways. So anyway, but, you know, people learn from watching your life on social media. So make sure that you're posting, you know, at least what three times a week, four times a week, something that's attractive, something that has fun, something that shows some joy, something about it. It's not about sales. It's just that you can add that in as a side note and then DM me if you want to know more. And that's how you see this. Casual presenting is winning the day. Network marketing companies are catching on. No more stuffy boardroom type videos. We have plenty of those in our history, right? And in fact, I think my Let's Go Natural is a little too educational, but I like to use it as an educational piece with fair warnings, as I said. The network marketing companies are opting for entertaining resource videos that distributors can share with their followers. So they're looking for things that are entertaining, that are fun. I think our new Amber Toast video had some of that in it, probably not enough. It was a little too long. I would make it a little shorter, but capturing different people from different viewpoints, different countries, so it shows that this product's all over the world. That's a good thing. Small little families, so you got some babies in there. You got some elderly people in there, all ages across the board. They also talked about some of the companies are using animated videos like cartoon campfire to explain ketosis, things like that. So you can look at actually making people laugh. If you make people laugh with a video, they're going to be more apt to move forward because you brought joy in their life. And they could see how they could, even if somebody didn't buy the product from them, they could use the materials to actually bring joy in somebody else's life. And we like to bring joy in people. If you can get somebody to laugh, your chances of closing them just skyrocketed because there are a lot of things in people's lives today that don't bring them any joy. So you want to be that spark in their life. And you could take animated videos can explain really complex topics in a lighthearted fashion. I highlighted this one for myself because I want to bring it to the S&P to talk about why can't we get a kind of an animated video around glyconutrients. You know, we used to have that, those little balls that would attackers and killers and stuff. We used to have, it was animated, and that was one of our great, you know, videos we had. Michael, you probably remember it, you know, those little fuzzy creatures, and they'd go and attack you. I mean, it was part of the killer cells and stuff. I mean, those kind of things are fun for people. They're almost like a cartoon or a comic strip or something.
You talking about blue balls was just hysterical. That was funny.
Oh, me talking about blue balls? I did. I love blue balls on the cell surface. Yeah, but that wasn't it. That was, oh, that was on a video. The Let's Go Natural. I don't know, but it was funny. But we need to have fun with it. We need to bring some joy into it and some comic relief because people want to be entertained today. They're not entertained by a dry science presentation. So it's really important for us to, you know, develop those kind of things.
Maybe one of those doodle line drawings would help too.
The Google, I love those too. We tried to do that. We were going to actually put that on our training site, Success Manitech site, and we never got that off the ground and running. It's, you know, too many other projects on the mill. But I think it still has a lot of, I think that's what we want. Those quick drawing ones are, and it's not hard to do them, but they can really, really entice people to move forward. So I'm putting that high on the list of where we need to go. We need to start having fun in this business and doing fun things like that are going to, and I think it's also one of my big comments for the S&P last week when we had all our meetings leading into the board meeting and manifest was we need to attract youth. Many of you are like me. You look at your organization and most of it is, you know, I've got a lot of people in the hospital or I'm going to a lot of funerals these days because they've been with me for 25 years since I started in Manitech. And they were 20 years older than I was when I started. So now I've got people in their 80s and you know what, there's a natural progression there. We're all going to die at some point in time. And it's great that people have full lives on the Manitech products, but it's not very good when you're talking about building a business. You want to bring youth into your business, right? So we need to attract that marketplace. And having fun with it and making it a joyful experience instead of a drudgery is really critically important. Next, learn the ATM method. A lot of you already understand this, right? Add, tag, and message. Add, tag, and message. For those of you on this call that do not understand the ATM method, please go to YouTube. There are a lot of videos. Just pick one of them to learn from, and they teach you what add, tag, and message means. And then start doing it. Just force yourself. Put it on your, like, you know, three times, four times a week, whatever it is. So you'll be able to, you know, gain access to a massive warm market simply by making friends on social media, and then you're going to be able to get them the right kind of information to move them forward. Add, tag, and message. So that's what you want to do. And so go to that YouTube on it, and you'll be able to manage that. Build your business. This is important because when you exhibit this kind of confidence on social media and doing these kind of things with simple opportunity presentations, simple things that are fun, delightful, short, you're going to see that you're going to start attracting other people to your business as well, because they don't want to go to a college course on what is the science of glycobiology. That's not going to work. That's not where we are today, not even close. I remember when Manitech offered that to Manitech associates, and you could get, or you could go to Texas Women's College and get a degree, and I did that as a certified nutrition coach, and I have my certificate from that, right? People aren't going to do that today. They're not going to spend that time and energy, the most of the people. I'm saying there are going to be some analysts out there that want to do that, but most of the people are not. But the idea is that you want to be able to present in a fun way, delightful way, make it easy, simple, duplicatable, that people can follow you, because that's really what's going to make it work. And they interviewed in this article, they interviewed the CEO, his name is Jensen from LifeVantage, and he said his associates are bringing on 1,500 new customers and associates monthly using the ATM method. 1,500 new customers and associates monthly using the ATM method. Now, if we started doing that at Manitech, this company would take off and go ballistic. So it's time we jump on that. Again, suggestions to the S&P as well as board and with some of the changes we need to make on this. And then using services for automatic posting. Yeah, automatic posting is going to help, especially for people like me. If you're really busy and you have a lot of things going on, you can post in advance. You can put them in, set them up to be posted a specific day, a specific time. Multi-brain is the suggestion we're making. It's an awesome service. Lydia's been using it. She loves it. You can start weekly, go to monthly, whatever you want. Images and pre-selected content. So it's all there for you, and you can choose to post. I'm not suggesting every day, but maybe 2 to 3 times a week, and pick some high traffic times, and those are all, they give you advice on all of that so that you can catch as many people as possible, and that's what you want to do. If you do it that, then you only have to schedule an hour a week to schedule it all out for that week, and then every Sunday afternoon, or whatever time you want to do it, that you go in there and you do your schedule for the week. Bing, done. So you don't have to worry about getting on social media every day, but you want to make sure you're watching the pings that you get for people that private message you so that you can follow up with them, right? The magic blend of high touch and high tech. YouTube and DVDs lost their personal touch of the living room presentations, lost their ability to fine-tune a person's specific needs. Because, you know, when you did the presentations in a living room, you were able to answer people's personal, questions. You were able to make personal eye contact. You were able to do all these things. YouTube and DVDs, you've lost that personal touch, so you're not in a position where you can necessarily answer their specific needs and their immediate concerns. This is where, if you want to do presentations to a broad group, this is where Zoom is an absolutely essential, technology for us. In fact, I use Zoom with everything. I do a lot of counseling. I do a lot of Christian counseling. I do a lot of coaching with people on, different, I have a new program that I developed. It's called New Health in 90 Days. New Health in 90 Days, and it's kind of, I take families grocery shopping. I do that by Zoom. I actually have a Zoom grocery shopping tour that I can do. So I can take a family anywhere in the country, and I can help them to new health in 90 days. In this program, I deal with food addictions. I deal with all sorts of things. And of course, it's my process of opening people up to Manitech products as well. And it's also another income source for me because I charge $497 to do that for 90 days. And they have Tap into Mary Jo as a consult because I have all this information and I go, well, I'm going to go use it no matter what. So it's another technique for me to be able to use all of the information I've collected in 20-some years in Manatech, and in addition, get people started on Manatech products if they choose. That's not upfront. It's not part of the thing. It just comes as part of the process of doing this new health in 90 days. So, but it's a wonderful thing to have that, and Zoom is an excellent resource for that because it allows you to do it anywhere in the country. For people that are local to Dallas that I'm working with, I actually go to their favorite grocery store, and trust me, when I go to Walmart, it's very difficult. And then I teach things. You know, it just gives you a lot of ways to teach and train people. But Zoom is a great way for you to, as a go-to resource. I just highly suggest that you don't do what a lot of people are doing on Zooms, which is they're doing one-hour presentations. People are not looking for an hour presentation. You really want to, in fact, even the Tuesday Night Live, I think, are too long. I think we need to get those condensed down to like maybe 15 minutes. You can do some announcements. Have it fun. Have it delightful, fun, you know, more animated. I'm going to be looking for that for the Tuesday Night Live as well, so that it's something that you can take people, you can tap people into and have them be on the Tuesday Night Live and know that it's a 15-minute, 20-minute total experience, and then you follow up with them. Or invite people to your house and plug it in on a television so you can watch it. But if it's an hour, I think people don't have that kind of attention span. So we just got to be really cognizant of how we get people in front of these kind of things and respect their time and make sure it's something that is short and quick and hits their interest. And maybe you use some of these other tools as, you know, when you get into the educational phase versus in the introduction phase. So anyway, so it's a high-touch business. It's a relationship business. It's always been and always will be. So no matter what you use, you've got to bring them back into high-touch. So it can't be just sending people YouTube, DVDs, that kind of stuff. It doesn't work. People, they need to get to know you. You need to be present for them. They need your personality attached to it. They need to see how much you care. And that's one of the beginning premises I learned when I started network marketing. And if you write this one down and you live this in your life, in every aspect of your life, I guarantee the payback will be phenomenal. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so our concept is to go out and serve, right? Serve. Look at yourself in this business not as somebody trying to make $1 million, but somebody who wants to just absolutely falls in love with serving other people. When you come with a servant's heart, it'll amaze you how many people follow you because they see that it isn't about self-serving, it's about serving them. And so that's what you want to do. Always serve other people. Be in that. Build that relationship. Serve other people. And show them how much you care about them and getting to the results they're desiring. number five in the outline is meeting people where they are at. In-person meeting has not been ditched altogether, but effective distributors are learning how to enhance that first touch to make it more effective and efficient, right? And it's you know, we use Zoom and technology because we're respecting other people's times. We're trying to shorten the amount of things that we're doing with them, not requiring that potential competitors to give more than what they're willing to give. So you really want to be cognizant of their time. I like to ask people, I said, how much time do you prefer, maybe a 10-minute little piece on this, or how much time do you have for this? And I'll ask them up front. Instead of giving them a 30-minute DVD, I'm going to ask them up front how much time they have. And, you know, the other thing Zoom allows you to do, too, in that new technology is you get to basically do it across the country. I can get people from 5-10 different cities on one event. I couldn't do that, you know, in the past. So the technology really has benefited us in 101 ways that we can do this massive basis. I, especially like the grocery shopping tours I talked about earlier, we have people out in New York City at the same time that we're on that were people in California. Isn't that great to be on a grocery shopping tour? And those are just fun things. Technology helps you reach more in a shorter period of time, right? So we want to really take advantage of it, that we have an opportunity to talk to lots of people and impact lots of lives in a short period of time. But you still need to understand that's not enough. Technology is not enough. They need to get to know you. They need to be touched by you. So the one-on-ones will never go away because, you know, you still want to make sure that you exhibit those listening skills so required so prospects really believe that you care about them. And I love doing that. I do a lot of referral business today, and I always talk about, you know, how, so where did you meet? You know, and I find out how their relationship developed, you know, because people love to talk about friends. And so even though they're not my friend yet, they're just meeting me because it was a referral, I like to talk about the underlying relationship they have with the person that referred them. So I can go back into that and kind of, and be excited for them that what a great friend, you know, this is what it's about. It's about connecting with people. And it's awesome to have these kind of friends in your life that care that much about your health, that they wanted you to get together with me today. You know, and those are the kind of things I start the conversations out with because it's very effective. Instead of saying, oh, your friend Sarah called me up and she knows I'm in the nutrition, been there for 20-some years, and I'm here to serve you. What did you need? Now, I mean, it's, see how cold and calculating that is versus allowing them to talk first and honoring that relationship that got them in your presence. And so it's just, again, breaking down the ice, breaking down the barriers so that they're going to be more open to listen to what you have to say. And the last comment on the outline is really survival means simplifying. Some of the big companies found that people making less than $350 a month are the ones that enroll 70% of the associates and the customers. So it's really about simplifying. It's really about being so simple that anyone can do it, because these are people that are at the lower levels in the food chain, and they're just out there. You can't burden them with massive science of glycobiology and every in and out about what it is, right? So easy tools are so critical for us. They have to be easy to use. They have to be simplistic, very simple. And so what we're competing with today, when you look at the gig marketplace, you know, last week you heard me talk about, you know, the youth revolution, all these kind of things. We talk about what's competing with us in the gig marketplace today. There are such simple things out there like Airbnb and Uber, and I could go on and on and on listing all the alternatives people have. What is the benefit we have above all those? Well, number one, ours is creating a residual income stream so that when you're not working, you're still earning. These don't have that. You have to work. The hours create dollars. For us, you can dedicate your hours over a six-month, year, two-year period of time, and you can collect a check the rest of your life. It's a big difference between that, right? So that we have a tremendous benefit over them, but if it's so complicated, we don't have anything. So it needs to be simple. We need to keep it simple. KISS, as I say, keep it simple, stupid. That's what KISS stands for. I don't like the word stupid, or keep it simple, silly. Maybe that's better because stupid is too derogatory. But the idea is that we want to keep it simple. So when you're looking at what you're doing in Manatech today, I just suggest you take a peek at what is it that I'm doing. Am I the science monster? Am I going out there showing a picture of the blue balls on the cell surface and talking about glycobiology for 25 minutes? Or am I really simplifying it? And you could use two sentences to simplify glycobiology, right? I mean, you could talk about one of the greatest breakthroughs in nutritional science in the last 20 years. And it's all about how our cells talk to each other, because cellular communication makes all the difference in the world in terms of your health. That's it. How simple was that, people? Each and every one of you could say that. Now, you just condensed what is glycobiology and why amaretose is important in two or three sentences. But that's what we need to do. We get all excited and wrapped up on, oh, let me show you these 18 studies or 22 things. Let me tell you about these 12 friends, and let me tell you about this. God, blah, 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 blah. Two simple sentences, and you can get your point across where they're going to go, how do I learn more? That's great. Then they have the option to learn more. But when you dump on them and you go on and on and on, now you're sales pitchy instead of just excited about a breakthrough that you really think can make a difference in their lives. All right, everyone, any questions? Any questions, everyone? Good? Does everyone feel rejuvenated? Maybe make life simple? Quit using your one-hour DVDs, 5 minutes, 10 minutes or less, max. Keep it simple. Now, are there going to be people out there? Some of you might say, well, Mary Jo, but I have this friend that, I mean, she wanted everything I had. And I go, great, great. But you need to make the assumption, which is accurate, that those people are exceptions to the rules. And most of them are people that are tied into integrative health in some way, shape, or form, right? They're not people just walking down the street. They're not people just looking for something that could make a difference for them. They're the people that are truly like into all the scientific information. And those are the exceptions. And those are the tougher ones. And for most of you, you probably want to tie in your upline to them anyway. But the idea is the average person out there just needs a couple sentences, you know. And you don't want to go on and tell the 125 things it's done for you because they're not going to believe it. It's not credible. Even if they love you and know you, when you have 125 changes in your life, which, by the way, make sure they're compliant when you give them. if they ask you, like when people say to me, Mary Jo, whatever got you involved in the health field? And I said, well, let's just say a miracle in my dad's health. I said, that turned my head in such a way that I couldn't fight back. I knew it was my new direction. I wanted to share it with the world. That's it. They don't have to hear what happened to my dad. They don't have to hear the story. They just go, a miracle in my dad's health. And sometimes I even add, and you know how important dads are to most of us, right? Especially us girls, you know. And that always touches people's heart, too. Because you touch them emotionally, and you're going to be in a much better posture or position to close them. All right, any comments, questions? Helpful?
Great job.
Thanks. Doing whatever I can, and trust me, I'm taking it all to S&P, and we're going to work on some more of this. Yep.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
This is Juanita.
Juanita.
If you have that old video that is the animation of those little things running through the sock, can you use it?
I would have to look at it again. I think. Yeah, I would have to look at it again and see. I haven't seen it in ages, but I have. Trust me, I have a library of everything we've ever produced. Okay, so I just kept it, even though it went non-compliant. I stored it all, not massive quantities, but one of each, because I love the history of the company where I've been. You know, so I'll take a peek at it and see if it is. But I think we ought to, as a company, make a new one. But I think they can use that as a basis, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was like I think it was called The Battle Within, right? Is
yes,
that the name of it?
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, look at Mary Jo. See, if I can come up with a name, I sure can come up with, with the video.
Yeah, all that amber toast in your brain.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? I'm fourth generation Alzheimer's, so you guys keep praying for me anyway. I haven't shown any signs yet, so we just keep praying it won't show up for me. But yeah, it's a challenge. But okay, Battle Within. Good. I will locate that, and I will move forward on that. Good. Thanks.
No, I think it was The War Within.
No, it was actually The Battle Within. Wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah,
it was,
I think.
Oh, Winning the Battle Within was the name of the
Winning
battle.
The Battle Within.
Oh,
there
you go.
Winning the Battle. That's where the war, somebody wanted to make it a war. Winning the Battle Within. Thank you, Michael.
Sure.
Okay. All right, everyone. Have a great week. And it's getting closer. What are we, 2 weeks away from Manifest or three? Right? I think two weeks, right? It's so weird. It feels like it's like, oh, my gosh, I always thought of it being way out there. But, yeah, we're 2 weeks from Wednesday we'll be at Manifest. So I'll see a lot of you there, hopefully all of you. If not, you'll hear a great wrap-up on the 8th and our Monday call then. But other than that, I'll talk to you guys on the 25th. Have a great week. Let's go out there and make a difference in people's lives. Bye, everyone.